The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Al Duncan, Israel Gutierrez, Emily Kaplan, Bill Plaschke. A report from 38,000 feet that while his teammates slept, Russell Wilson was working out on the team flight to London, doing high knees down the aisle. And a Skycam conspiracy theory. Let's go.
Take a stop.
Get it in where you can, Tony. You know that.
Everyone's doing high knees down the aisle.
The new kind of turbulence.
We need everybody on the same page to make the plays that are possible. There's simple, simple things that just are not being accomplished. You know, guys who are making too many mistakes shouldn't be playing. You know, you gotta start cutting some reps. And maybe guys who aren't playing, give them a chance.
Three straight losses, offensive struggles, and now maybe the anti-relax from Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show. L, what is Aaron Rodgers saying when he says guys who are making mistakes maybe need to take less reps?
He's saying there is no I in team, but there is a me. And me ain't the problem, nerds. Here's the thing. He's not wrong, but he's not right in this instant because their offensive line is suffering, right? They're not blocking well. We're definitely seeing some huge mistakes. We're definitely seeing drops. But Aaron Rodgers is putting up career lows in almost every single statistical category, and that's not an accident. That can't be blamed solely on his lack of weapons. I seem to remember Amari Rodgers streaking towards the touchdown, towards the end zone at the end of the game, and he missed a wide open shot at winning that game. And you don't see any of his teammates talking about that in the locker room. He failed as a leader because at the end of the day, when you are actually like in the fight and when things are going bad, the worst thing he can do is start pointing the fingers in particular at a young group.
Bill Plaschke, how did you hear Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I heard it the way Elle did. I'm so sick of him whining every week. He has a career low passing yards per game. A career low passing yards per attempt, yards per completion, 28th in QBR. He wants them to simplify things. They ran only four motion plays last week. He wants them to cut everything down. Nobody runs droughts of 20 yards or more anymore. They're doing everything for him, and he's not producing. He's the one. He should be the leader. He should be taking the responsibility for this. I'm just sick of him blaming everybody else. Now he wants people cut. He wants people benched. He wants them cut. He wants the offense changed. Fix yourself, Aaron. Fix yourself.
So you think he's complaining. It's three straight losses to New York, and Washington, Israel. How did you hear Aaron Rodgers?
Well, every time I hear Aaron Rodgers speak these days, I think of that clip of, is it me? Am I the drama? Because he's always providing the drama for us. Like, if you actually think about this quote, it is the most, you can make this the most dumbed down, like, nobody wants to quote you, quote, hey, we're making too many mistakes. Guys got to step their game up. Can't have those mistakes out there, young or not. Boom. That might not even make the news cycle. When you start doing it this way, essentially pointing fingers at people and then telling them their job's not going to be there. The only way, I'll play along for a second. The only way this works is if he thinks they need to be nationally embarrassed for their mistakes. But the media's not at practices watching all these mistakes in practices. They're not seeing to how they respond in those situations. So what is the benefit here? I think you keep that behind closed doors. This is Aaron Rodgers being more of Aaron Rodgers than we're used to.
And Emily Kaplan, I turn to you now. Once again, with the fact they've lost three straight games, they haven't looked good doing it. Is Rodgers all right to call out his team?
Yeah, this is just beyond calling out his teammates, which is, like, not cool, bro, one-on-one. This is him trying to do everybody else's jobs for them, like, produce your own position. Like, we've seen him try to be the GM before, but now he's trying to be the coach. Bill mentioned it. Like, after that week six loss, he's like, well, we need to simplify things. No more motions. Those four motion plays from snap last week were the, like, least amount that they've done since 2019, and then that's still not good enough for him. So he's like, coach, let's do some more adjustments. And at some point, you got to look inward and say, like, you know what? I've got to do my job, but what I know is this. He keeps getting enabled, and as long as he keeps saying these things, he's not going to stop. I'm not sure it's ever going to be an issue.
L. Duncan back in.
He didn't just criticize his teammates. He also said in the same sentence, well, I got an A for my performance. None of that matters. You lost.
Mm. Fire take from Duncan at the end. We'll move on. Suns 134, Warriors 105, a bada boom beatdown. And there was heat in this game between Klay Thompson and Devin Booker. A four rings taunt from Thompson. Chest-to-chest double technicals. And when Klay Thompson got his second tech, he got his first ejection of his career. Now, his Warrior teammates said they like to see the fight from him. Draymond Green mentioned that the Suns were the ones that got emotional. Is that what happened? Phoenix won by 29, Israel. What was this?
Well, I think it's an individual sort of recognizing his descent, if you will, because if we think about it, like he was upset about not being top 75. Recently, he was upset with Ronnie 2K about his shooting rating and had to apologize for that on social. He's taking everything a little bit too personally. And maybe it's because, you know, last year was the first year he didn't shoot 40% from three in his entire career, despite taking more threes than he ever took. And the start that he's getting off to this season, especially with Jordan Poole doing his thing and getting a lot of praise, tells everyone, hey, you are now maybe the fourth most important person on this team. And then when he's facing somebody directly in front of him in Devin Booker, who is clearly better than him at this point in his career, those frustrations built up, and then he did the one thing that he has, the one argument that he has, four rings. It's gonna be his argument for the rest of his career, you know.
But Golden State's perspective here, we'd like to see fight from Klay in a game they wound up losing by 29, Israel. Is that how it was?
No, I mean, I think they want to see fight from Klay, meaning, hey, just fight to shrug off whatever, you know, struggles you're going through right now on the court. I don't think they literally mean this type of
thing. Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, Izzy brought it up. Like, the one chirp that we heard from him in this game is four rings. And he's always going to have that. But that's resting on your past laurels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he's really confident in himself, he's going to say, I can own you in this game. And the truth is, he knows he's not quite there right now. Like, it was a really slow ramp up for him this summer. He's really limited right now. He says, I view myself as an all-star again. But he was 0 for 4 shooting in this game, including 0 for 3 when Devin Booker was shooting. And his team is 22nd ranked in defense. So the truth is, he's not quite where he wants to be, and this was just his frustrations boiling over.
Bill Plaschke, how'd you see it with Klay Thompson last night?
Yeah, I saw it. Very unlike the Warriors, very unlike Klay Thompson. He's frustrated. He's playing 22 minutes a game. That's the lowest since he was a rookie. He's shooting 8 for 25 from 3. That's terrible. He's just not himself. And we're seeing, finally, I think, a little bit of the humanity in all the struggles he had to come back. And people forget the injuries were so terrible. The time loss was so terrible. The rehab has been so awful, and I think we're seeing very human side of him in this. And my concern is that it'd be more of a distraction for the Warriors, because you know, because the Suns just sat there and laughed at it. Basically, I think the Warriors don't need more distractions; they need Klay.
Right, and the Suns get to say scoreboard, right? I mean, so L. Duncan, when you hear that Klay Thompson was going to the rings in the middle of a game that they wound up losing by 29, what do you think?
I love it. I'm sorry. I love all of you that are on this panel with me today. But are you crazy? Resting on his laurels? The other day, I literally bragged about the fact that my senior year of high school, I had the best on-base percentage in the state. I'm still bragging about that, and I'm almost 40. He has four rings. Like, it's nuts to believe, Plaschke, he's going to be a problem. I love this. I love that a Warriors team that has nothing left to prove at all, let's be honest, is so angry 3-4 games into the season that Klay, whose origin story started as a guy who loves toasters in the ocean and has ended with him being a braggadoche. It's fantastic. They had 7 technicals in 6 minutes in that game. Yeah. Give that to me in a league that we accuse of not caring
until
Christmas.
Okay, but take me back to the argument you made just 4 minutes ago, L. Duncan, that doesn't matter. You lost Aaron Rodgers. That's precisely what happened to Klay Thompson and the Warriors yesterday.
So what? You guys are saying like he shouldn't be able to say he has 4 rings because that's in the past. It's absolutely a fact. He is frustrated because, yes, mm-hmm. he wants to play more because he has not been able to get back to where he was.
The score
just
in this game was 34-2. 34-2, Booker to Thompson.
It's 4 games into the season, Tony. You know, a 17-game season is very different than an 82-game season.
This reminded
season,
me
Tony,
of a
on,
moment
y'all.
In NBA history. It was a great matchup, Larry Bird versus Dr. J. They actually brawled on the floor. And the final quote from Larry Bird was 42-6, Doc, because that's what Larry outscored Dr. J.
In October.
That's the month we're in. You play when you play. We move on. Tonight, Lakers at Nuggets in October. Both coming off losses in October. Lakers 0-3. Say it with me. In October. Anthony Davis says they have urgency, but have to remain even keel. Russell Westbrook is doubtful in this game. Hamstring. Is even keeled urgency even a thing, Bill Plaschke? And is it what the Lakers need right now?
No, we're not going to count on Anthony Davis for the team's emotional status, that's for sure. They need to panic right now. They could be 0-8. They could be, I'm saying right now, they could be 0-8 this season, the way the schedule works out. No LeBron James team has ever started 0-3 and made the playoffs. They're shooting the worst three-point shooting percentage after three games in NBA history, 21%. Trade Russell Westbrook. I've written it. I've screamed it. I wrote it last week. Get him off the team. Get a shooter in there. Do it now. You panic now or you can blow this season, and LeBron's only got two seasons left. You're ruining – and LeBron's playing great. You're ruining the great end of his career. Do something
Israel
now.
Israel Gutierrez, panic. I turn to you, to voice of reason for Plaschke.
Trading Russell Westbrook and what you're getting back for him will not fix what's going on here. Frankly, this – you see, LeBron is playing well. I don't know if LeBron can maintain this throughout the course of the season. This needs to be on Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, if you look at those bubble numbers, I mean, people have pointed it out, the shooting percentages peaked, like higher than at any point in his career. Now, not only is he not shooting it great from three, not shooting it well at all from three, but not doing enough work inside. He needs to be the dominant force. LeBron still needs to be who he is. And then it might not matter who they get for Westbrook. They can still make the playoffs. But right now, if he's not a dominant force, all-star, high-level all-star, then this...
Hold on a second. You just used the playoffs... Playoffs with this Lakers team. Emily Kaplan, bring you in.
As long as Russ is here, things are going to be uncomfortable because he's the scapegoat. But you can't trade him now because you tried to trade him over the summer and you didn't like any of the offers. Three games into the season, those offers haven't changed. And the truth is, they only have two assets to give up in the next 2 years of LeBron as these two first-round picks. You got to protect them and make sure you get the most out of them to make sure that you can get that championship for
him. Al Duncan.
This is not fixable, to Izzy's point, by just getting rid of Russell Westbrook. Do you mention, Plaschke, how they're shooting from long distance? They're shooting Michael Jordan numbers on all their jump shot. And I don't mean Michael Jordan as in good. I mean they're shooting 23% on all jump shots. It's absolutely horrible. But this is exactly the roster that Rob Pelinka put together. Yeah. I'm not worried about the Warriors because they're not playing defense, but they will sort that out. This team is doing exactly what they expected to do. Playing good defense, and they can't shoot the ball.
And
it's
eight.
Not constructed that
we're
way.
We're headed for 0-8. Yeah. It's so easy for all y'all to talk about. If they're in your town, they're going 0-8, you want them to make a move, and make a move now.
Or there is no move. Could be Thanksgiving by the end of November for the Lakers.
What a nightmare.
Making a horn and a break.
Making another asset.
Wow.
Around the Horn is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Marvel Studios' Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Don't miss an exclusive look tonight only on NBA on ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
buy or sell, and it's Aaron Judge.
Couldn't get something done before spring training, and you know, I'm a free agent. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yesterday, we talked about the Dodgers considering going for Judge. Today, NJ Advanced Media reporting the San Francisco Giants are operating under the impression they will not be outbid in the Aaron Judge sweepstakes. Judge grew up in Northern California, grew up a Giants fan. L, how big and how contentious could this negotiation get for Judge, the Yankees, and the Giants?
Well, listen, you've got the Yankees on one hand saying, like, there's a pot of gold waiting for Aaron Judge, should he want it. It's a big old pot. And then you've got the Giants saying they won't be outbid. It really comes down to what Aaron Judge wants to do, go home and play for a team that is still a relevant team. It's not like he's being asked to go to the Angels of Anaheim, right? Or do you want to go back to the Yankees where you're repeating the same mistake over and over? It seems like the path of least resistance is going back home.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, I can totally see the Giants overpaying for him. Not only the Dodgers above them, the Padres are better than them now. A lot of pressure in the division. I don't think it's going to be a real contentious negotiation. Aaron Judge has only played two full seasons in the big leagues because of injuries. He's been terrible in the postseason. He's fun to have, but is he worth $300 million at age, what is he, 31? I don't think so.
Israel Gutierrez.
Yeah, how contentious it is, I think, depends on what the Yankees decide to do and how hard they decide to go in on this, because it sounds like the Giants either know one of two things, that what the ceiling is for other teams to bid on him, or they've just decided, regardless of the number, he means that much to our franchise, we're just going to outbid anybody. And if those are true, then it's probably not going to be very contentious. They'll just keep raising the number until he signs in San Francisco.
My wonder here, as we bring in Emily Kaplan, is does he mean more to the Yankees, or does he mean more to the Giants? Is he worth more to the Yankees? Is he worth more to the Giants? Emily?
I think it comes down to what he wants. And despite Aaron being in the public eye, I find him so unknowable. Like, he's even more bland than we accused Derek Jeter of being. So I'm not sure what motivates him. Like, does he look at the way the Yankees handle this and then leaking the contract details and saying, like, oh, wow, I want to slight them? Or does he want to play home? I just don't know.
You want to throw out a number? Chances he returns to New York, Emily? On the odds maker scale of 100%?
I'll give it 50-50.
Well, that'll get you a mute. That's a push. We'll move on. You'll watch PTI? Phillies Astros. Take your time, people. Game one, not until Friday night. So this is a preview to the preview to the preview. Based on wins, this was a stat I first saw from the Washington Post. 106 wins for Houston, 87 for Philly. The most lopsided World Series matchup since 1906. Bill, is the lop that sided?
Absolutely. Forget the regular season wins. The Astros haven't lost in the postseason. They played under pressure. They've been booed for the last 5 years. They played under the highest heat in baseball. They have the best pitching in baseball, the best rotation, the best bullpen. The Astros are going to sweep.
Israel Gutierrez.
It's not necessarily that lopsided. You're not asking these hot Phillies hitters to stay hot for 162 games. It's just 4-7 games, okay? And all it takes is one Zach Wheeler, who's hot himself, or one Aaron Nola masterpiece, and all of a sudden, you're right there. So you can't predict that type of lopsided when Phillies as hot as they are.
Emily, is the side that lopped?
No, I mean, look, the Astros have all these advantages with depth and pitching, the fact that they've hit really well without guys like Altuve showing up, and they're motivated because they haven't won since the cheating scandal, but how can you count out the Phillies when they're literally like Charlie in that episode of It's Always Sunny where they're just a wild card? You don't know what you're going to get.
And Al Duncan.
Listen, the Astros have been in what now? Four of the last six World Series. And the last two, they faced NL East teams who seemingly were just happy to be there. And what happened? They lost. So I would say that the division has them exactly where they want them.
Buy or sell three. He had to wait an extra day, but he got it. Phil Kessel, 400th career goal. And he did it since he got hosed the day before. In his 990th straight game, the new Ironman streaking in the NHL. Emily, what are you buying as the bigger milestone?
Oh, it's the Ironman. It's everything we appreciate about the sports, the guys that are persevering. Phil's one of the biggest beauties in the sport. He had testicular cancer at 19. He doesn't drink water because he doesn't like the taste. The truth is, though, people in hockey don't really like this streak. Like Keith Yandel last year, he should have been scratched a lot of times, but there was pressure to keep him in the lineup. A lot of people in hockey looked the other way when Phil, you know, had to go take a plane after taking one shift just to keep his streak alive. So we should celebrate this because I'm not sure this streak will ever be broken again.
L. Duncan.
Well, in a true display of my hockey love and knowledge, I'm just giving a big thumbs up to Phil Kessel for getting that 400th goal, making him just the 12th American man to do so. Score for the country, score for America.
Go Plaschke. Emily.
It's amazing. 82% of his games were consecutive games. And he's a ninth leading all-time scorer in the NHL. So he's not just done it as an Ironman, he's done it as a great player. I'm so impressed with this. I didn't hear about him not liking water. That's amazing. That's an amazing stat, Emily. I never heard of that.
I don't know if I'd call it a stat. I call it a piece of information. But yes, please, Israel.
I'm told every day of my life how important water is to me. And here is Phil Kessel not drinking water because he doesn't like the taste and yet not missing a single NHL game at 35 years old at this point. I got to question everything I've been told. I believe Phil Kessel probably knows more than
straight ahead question, though. What is the most impressive sport to have the Ironman streak in, right? And, I mean, Cal Ripken got all the love for it. And the NFL wanted, but hockey, I would put hockey right there with football.
Gotta be
what
hockey.
You have to endure to play every game.
Because of how punishing it is, I understand it's half the season, but.
Kaplan Plaschke, showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by the refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Phil Plaschke, Emily Kaplan, good luck in showdown. Two undefeateds remain in the NBA. Will an undie go down tonight? Blazers 4-0 have the 1-3 Heat. Bucks 2-0 have the 1-2 Nets. Bill, will an undie go down tonight?
Yes, the Blazers will be stripped of their undefeated record. They play playing their third game in 4 days. The Heat have the second best road record in the East last year. The Blazers are going down.
Kaplan?
So is their undie.
Seems like a lot of underwear puns, but all I know is that the Bucks are definitely going to win because the Nets keep getting carved up on defense. And strangely, Giannis is 5-0 in his last five head-to-head matchups with KD.
I don't think it's that strange if you see it. But yes, I agree with you about the underwear puns. I've got Enzo and Antonella right now, sorry. And I'm with Plaschke, though, with the pick. Showdown 2, Russell Wilson's plane workout. According to Zach Stevens, Danger Russ worked out and stretched for 4 hours on the 8-hour flight from Denver to London. Said he was doing high knees in the aisle when the rest of the team was asleep. Emily? Does a plane workout have you thinking Russell Wilson is back?
No, it just makes me think he's the most annoying person on a plane ever. It reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld when Elaine and Putty are on the plane for so long, and she's just like, help me.
Plaschke.
It sounds like a Friday night flight from L.A. to Vegas. That's crazy. Sit down. Don't do exercises on the plane. You're the worst passenger ever. Sit down.
Bill Plaschke, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
As we go into this World Series, I just want to say I hope the Houston Astros get destroyed. I hope they get swept. I hope they get embarrassed. The whole national narrative on the Astros now is they're a lovable team. They've come back from all their troubles. Mm. No, they cheated the Dodgers out of the 2017 World Series. Five of the players are still there. The trophy's still there. Lose, Astros. Cheaters. Cheaters.
A banned word in your FaceTime, Plaschke. You're losing points.
They're on high knee.